Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Godfather of Houston Sports Radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Is that Chris Rock talking about Jada
from
before?
6 years ago.
Yeah.
When he hosted the Oscars 6 years ago.
Ooh.
He said he made a joke about Jada Pinkett Smith was boycotting the Oscars 6 years ago. I don't think that was when they had the first Oscars so white hashtag. But anyway, yeah, he goes, Jada Pinkett Smith's not here. She's boycotting. Isn't she in television? He goes, that's like me saying I'm boycotting Rihanna's panties. You weren't invited. And everyone's laughing and having a good time. And like, so he said something before.
Yeah.
He said something before. That's not really like, I don't know that that's enough to get Will Smith super hot. The alopecia thing I could get, being pretty pissed off. But anyway, if you missed that and you still haven't heard about it, Will Smith walked up on a stage and slapped Chris Rock's face. In what was, you'll hear the typical conspiracy theorists will come out and it's staged, it's not real.
It wasn't staged.
And that wasn't staged. You can tell by Chris Rock's reaction where it's his words afterwards. Let's play it. RJ has the sound. I want to hear. So what happened was ABC literally bleeped out about 10 seconds because they didn't know what were happening.
Well, so they went just kept silent.
They went silent. But
you know
still
where this came from? You know where this video came from?
Where?
Japan.
Yeah. There's two of them. One, there's an Australian and a Japanese. I've seen both of them where people just recorded their TV because they had it there.
Well, this wasn't recorded TV. This was, I don't know how they did this. No, this was a feed.
Well, somebody grabbed it off of, because right. One guy screen grabbed his TV, like that's how I would do it. But other people know how to somehow screen grab the digital.
Right.
And that's what somebody from Japan
did. Got it. So he had just.
Is this one where the Japanese, where you have Chris, the overlay of. The overlay of the Japanese woman commenting, or is it clean? No, we used it before. It's clear.
No, it's clean.
Yeah.
Well, it's clean and it's beeped out, but they played it as is, whereas ABC silenced it and edited it.
Now, if you've ever been around somebody where things go wrong and somebody gets called out and it's like one person's an aggressor and the other guy is much more passive, listen to Chris Rock's voice and the way he talks. If you've ever been around real-world stuff that has happened where there's been tension in the air, you will recognize that this is not fake.
No.
Chris Rock has some legitimate nervousness in his voice, like, I'm not sure where to go with this next.
Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it. All right? that was a nice one. Okay. I'm out here. Uh-oh, Richard. Oh, wow. Will Smith just smacked the shit out of me.
Keep my wife's name out your mouth.
Wow, dude.
Yes.
It was a G.I. Jane joke.
Keep my wife's name out your mouth.
I'm going to, okay?
I'm going to, okay?
Wow.
Wow, dude, it was a G.I. Jane joke.
It was uncomfortable.
And actually, I feel like some of that was because when it actually happened, there was longer. I think that was tightened up a little bit to make it a little shorter soundbite. I don't know. Did we?
No.
Because the original, I think the original might have been tightened up, or was that all from video? Because it felt like it was longer. It was a long, uncomfortable thing.
Yeah.
For sure. And when we had it bleeped out, you could easily see the camera went back to Will Smith, and they got him the second time saying, keep my wife's name out your effing mouth. On TV, you could see it on camera. They had Will Smith. They didn't cut away.
Up to effing, and then they cut. But it was silent. You didn't hear it. It was silent on TV. You could read his lips, effing, and they cut it off, and then they went back to Chris Rock about to give the award. So... it was uncomfortable, to say the least. It's not a good look for Will Smith. I thought Chris Rock handled it really, really well. It's something maybe the Oscars needed. A lot of people think that it is a conspiracy theorist. They need ratings, so they kicked it up.
That made the Oscars look bad. And there were people who, Stephen A. Smith mentioned it. I think that was the first black producer or director of the Oscars. And Stephen A. Smith's like, this is not what we wanted.
No.
Like,
and, oh, by the way, they didn't show it, but they cut away when Will Smith was getting his, after he won Best Actor.
Uh-huh.
They cut away to the Williams family, Serena and Venus and Richard.
So why did they blur out?
Because Venus was hanging out of her dress.
Like, for real?
No, Serena was hanging out of her dress.
Oh, Serena, it was cut. Now, both were cut, but Serena, I was like... Damn.
No,
so that's why they had to.
That's why they couldn't.
They put the ABC logo on multiple times.
Put my Oscars up. Put Oscars.
Yeah, Oscars. And he had said something about spitting on the mic or accidentally spit or something. And we're saying, why is this being bleeped out? That's why.
That's why is because they're like, we can't go back to them because Serena had her. It was a nip slip,
is what they call it.
Yeah, it was like.
It was Venus.
It was what's her name? Janet Jackson. It was all out there for everybody. And so now they tightened up the shot of Serena, and then they went back to it. Oh. Did you remember the second shot of Serena? Yeah. There was a tighter shot of her where they didn't show her breasts.
But it wasn't Serena. I think it was Venus is the one. Venus was on the right. Well,
it was Serena.
The TV right.
It was Serena.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Oh, I thought Serena was on the right.
No. Venus. Okay, our right watch. She was on the actual right. Yes, she was right here. But when we had it, it's transposed, obviously, because we're watching. It was Venus on our right and Serena on the left. Serena was on the left in the red.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whatever the case may be, they couldn't show this on television because it was she was hanging out of her dress. There was a lot of that going on at the Oscars last night. I don't know if you saw. Holy crap. Some of the women that went up there to present or to accept was like, man, we ain't wearing much no more, are we? The girl that's going to be, well, she's a girl. She's 22 years old. She's going to be Little Mermaid.
Mm-hmm.
Man, there wasn't that much. She was already wearing her Little Mermaid costume.
she was already out there like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, she was already. Well, and one of the women was like, oh, my goodness, girl. See, there's nothing to imagination here. Before we break, Willie wants to talk. He's been waiting here. He wants to talk about Deshaun Watson. What do you say, Willie?
Yeah. Long time listener, first time caller.
Oh, welcome in.
Thank you. I wanted to say that the guy that y'all was patting on the back, this Trotter guy, he sounded like a fool to me. So why would you alienate somebody that you got to work with?
You mean the Browns?
Thanks. Yes.
And
Deshaun.
Well, I think that there's two different things here. You can't just yuck it up with, like, there were questions that have not been asked. Let's just be real about this, Willie. I see what you're saying, but I don't think he was I think he asked the questions in a very respectful and, more importantly, just a professional manner. The questions he asked were very, very professional. Why would you alienate Deshaun? Well, if Deshaun doesn't want to talk to him, he doesn't want to talk to him.
Well, first of all, he asked the question of Andrew Berry of why the Browns didn't talk to the 22 civil suit. Women.
He asked questions for people that didn't get to ask questions. Like, Deshaun had never answered any questions. Andrew Berry had never answered questions. He's asking questions for the general public and for Cleveland Browns fans who want to know the answers. These questions were out there unanswered, right?
Right.
I think we would all agree on that. There's questions that are unanswered. No matter what you think about lawsuits, is he guilty? Is he innocent? None of us know, this, that, and the other. But there are questions that needed to be asked, and he asked a lot of them. So
But
there are a lot of people who won't. But
really, that's his job.
But we both talked about the fact that the reason we pat him on the back is because a lot of people won't do it.
No, won't.
For the very reason that you're talking about is because people get very, very nervous.
You're right. That was Venus. We got a picture of it.
And she's covered.
But she's not covering it. I mean, you can see stuff. That there's.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, that's why they couldn't go to him.
The tape didn't work.
Yeah. Anyway, so but that's his job, Willie. Willie, you got to ask him some uncomfortable questions in this business. And if the guy doesn't want to talk to you after that, then then he doesn't want to talk to you after that. But you got to do your job. Your responsibility is to the reader or the listener or whomever, and you've got to ask questions that maybe will make that person uncomfortable, but they're the questions that the reader or listener wants to hear or the viewer wants to hear. So, I mean, you can't shy away from that stuff. You get that press conference was supposed to be uncomfortable.
But people do.
That's the first time Deshaun's talking about 22 women who are accusing him of sexual misconduct.
And a team that gave him a player-friendly contract that helps him avoid any financial penalties this year relative to what it would typically be. And a team that... There was a lot of questions that a lot of people had, and Jake Trotter at ESPN had to ask the question. And, you know, I get your question, and there are a lot of media members who won't ask tough questions because they want to be friends with the teams and they don't want to have their access taken away or their most favored nation status. You know, listen, there are, like, Mark Berman is old school. He's just there to get facts, report stuff. He's not going to break stories that piss off a team usually, but he will if it's I take this back. There's been some stuff the teams haven't wanted him to run with, but he needed to run with them. There's been other stuff that he probably had that a team asked him to kill, and he's probably killed it.
Well, it's not that so much as well. He asked the tough questions. That's really, Mark is a scoop guy. He's not a tough question guy. He's not a tough question.
No. There's different people have different. But the guy at ESPN, they do expect you to get in the middle of it and ask a question. And I will give ESPN credit for that. They're not afraid to have their the people who cover. Because remember, it's ESPN too. ESPN has TV rights, okay? So they're not going to just be able to, Deshaun just says, I won't talk to Jake Trotter. At some point, Cleveland media will get, the media relations director will get together and try to smooth that thing out. That's how that stuff typically works. But I didn't think he was out of line with his questions. I didn't think he was unprofessional. And it needed to be asked. You can't just limp in and say no one's going to challenge you or anything like that.
No.
But I thought it was handled fine. It was uncomfortable. But I will predict that this all goes away, relatively speaking, by the fourth week of the season. If Deshaun is playing, no one's going to be talking about this.
All right, quickly, before we break, Keith, who's the voice of you?
Hey, guys, how's it going? Real quick. Lorenzo Tate is important to me ever since I saw Love Jones. Lorenzo Tate. But I have a more serious question on what y'all are talking about. How much does your humanity allow you to root for Anthony? We're not going to root for Lance Armstrong anymore. We're not going to root for Ray Caruth. But Tiger Woods, no matter how bad he was, we rooted for him to win the matches again. Will we root for Deshaun again? How much would your humanity allow you to root for athletes? Guy, have a good one.
All right, 915 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We'll do that on the other side. 713-780-3776. If you've got thoughts on that, you're more than welcome to do that. 713-780-3776. In the meantime, what about some siding, Lance?
Yeah, well, you know, they do siding. I talk a lot about windows with Allstate Windows and siding, but they do obviously. They do the siding. I mean, it's right there in their name. And siding and windows are two things that you can get taken care of. If you've got old wood, if you've got old aluminum windows, you get those replaced. For my friends over at Allstate Windows and Siding, your energy efficiency shoots up. It does more to beautify your home and to help with energy efficiency than just about anything you can think about doing. And that's one of the things that I really like about Allstate Windows and Siding is they have results. They have a results-driven business. They've got a family-run business for over four generations, and they have military, senior citizen, and cash discounts available. So they're out there taking care of the people. But what you need to know is that they want to make sure that your home looks beautiful and that it's energy efficient. So they have windows that are made right here in Texas, and they're energy efficient, and they're built for Texas tough weather, the rain, the wind, the heat, the sleet, whatever the case may be, it's built for that. And when you call 832-204-1936, that's 832-204-1936, you're going to get 25% off your windows for a limited time, no interest for 36 months when you mention ESPN and Lance Zierlein. That's 832-204-1936 for the best rate. Call Allstate Windows and Siding. That's allstatewindowsandsiding.com.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Administration of employee benefits is a hassle. Let HRNP eliminate those burdens and save you money. Visit hrp.net today. The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
920 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. The question was asked before we went to break of your humanity. I look at Deshaun totally different than Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods had consent. Tiger Woods was, you know, had infidelities with his wife. That's between those two. He's an adulterer, and I'm not going to throw the first rock over there. Tiger Woods didn't hurt anybody but himself. Lance Armstrong was a cheater.
Cheated the entire sport.
Yeah.
He took potential Tour de France's away from other people.
Yes, but that in that sport, if you ain't cheating, it seems like everybody cheats in that sport. But you're right. There was no more to root for him because he was out of the sport once we found out he was doing it. Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, he
respect the Lorenz Tate reference there. I was out of nowhere. So Lorenz Tate is the voice of him. Who's an actor. I don't know if Lorenz Tate's been in anything for a long, long time.
I don't know who Lorenz Tate is. And I didn't know who Tracee Ellis Ross was either.
Oh, you did?
She was pretty much topless up there at the...
Oh, yeah. She was?
Oh, my God. It was like...
She's in Blackish. She's been in a lot of
different
stuff.
Yeah. I didn't know her name.
When you see her, I know who she is.
I didn't know her name. That's who I was referring to earlier when I said they were all out there. That was Tracee Ellis Ross.
It was?
Oh, my God. It was like she wasn't wearing a top. It was like, wow, girl.
Well, now I'm going to Google it. Now you got me Googling.
As far as Deshaun, I'll never root for Deshaun again. But that's just me. I didn't root for Jalen Mills or who was the running back, LSU running back? Hill.
Yeah,
he had issues.
Jeremy Hill at
LSU. I couldn't root for Les Miles anymore because of how he entitled those kids to just.
And
allowed it to happen in the program.
Here's the thing. You're going to have to not cheer for a lot of coaches.
Yeah.
You have to cheer for a lot of coaches.
Well.
Or not cheer for a lot of coaches. Art is being called to the carpet, and he'll never get a job.
Yeah, right.
Art being Art Bryant.
Deservedly so.
But there are other guys who have had bad actors in their program, and they just kept things quiet.
Yeah.
And you can look them up, and you can find them. I'm not going to call out any names. And they're still all over the place.
Yeah.
It's not a problem.
No. It's a problem. And you know what? And that's a personal preference. Do you want to root for the guy, don't you? Or do you like the guy? If you like the guy, I'm not going to tell you who to root for, who to judge, or that you should dislike, like, or whatever. That's a personal preference. I can't root for Deshaun anymore. I thought Deshaun was a phony, but that's me. You know, I'm sticking to it. I've heard stuff about him and seen him outside of the game, and he's not what he says he is. But that's neither here. That's my opinion. You can have your own opinion of Deshaun. You can have your own opinion of Carlos, and people do. Still to this day, people, I mean, yesterday on Twitter, Carlos never wanted to sign here. Carlos sold his house in November. No, he didn't. No, he, what? I mean, it's just it, you, you.
Well, I think he have did, because remember, you thought his house was one place. Oh no, because the other one is listed.
He didn't sell this house.
Okay, yeah, the other one is listed. Yeah. It's just in a different place.
Yeah,
than you thought.
Yeah. So anyway,
his house is selling for $1.6 million. I thought Carlos would have been in a like a $3 million house.
I don't think that's Carlos's house.
ABC 13 had it on their website.
Did they?
Yeah.
Well, they're never
tell the window. Tell
wrong.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Or it might have been Channel 2's website. Maybe in Click 2.
I can't trust it.
That's right.
Can't trust it.
Yeah, who knows what
that is. I have no idea. So the Cougs lost on Saturday. And we heard from Kelvin Sampson a little bit earlier in the show. Jamal Shedd and Fabian White Jr. were up on the podium. And you just felt that Jamal Shedd was crying before the game was over.
Well, I mean, this is a guy who had had moments where he carried this team. Or certainly had his moments. He's a guy that you really leaned on. And he just, I mean, he didn't have the worst game of everyone. Mr. March did. But it's painful for every player who loses. Yeah. You saw there were a lot of tears for every. But to know that you, like, if you just played below average,
right,
you win.
Right.
If you just play below
not
average,
horrifically.
You win.
Kelvin Sampson said, you know what, there's a lot of tears in that locker room among players and coaches, and that's okay because they care, because that means they care. Here's Jamal Shedd and Fabian White Jr. afterwards.
You know, with all the adversity we faced this year, we just got closer and closer. And, you know, we just wanted to win that so bad just so we can keep playing together. It wasn't really for the win. It was just so we wouldn't have to stop playing together. You know, these guys mean so much to me. They really changed my life.
That was Jamal Shedd right there on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Here's Fabian as well.
We just didn't come out aggressive like Coach said. It wasn't really nothing that shocked us. We just had to buckle down really on defense. They scored their first 2 points pretty easily. But after that, I feel like the game was pretty much neck and neck. Just that game wouldn't make any shots really. And I guess they was making they free throws too. They was like 14 for 14 or 15 for 15. So that's the game right there.
Yeah,
it is.
They made free. I mean, that really ended up being the difference of the game is they made free throws.
Cougs were 9 of 14. They were 15 of 15. Mm-hmm. That's but no, the game was 1 for 20 from three. 1 for 20. Goodness gracious! I mean, one down.
We stayed for the whole. We were over at State Fair. It was close to Smart Financial, and we were watching. Me and Chris Solis were watching it there, and there were some other people actually going to the concert, some Cougar fans watching. One guy goes, man, the bartender, man, Fort Houston, man, just, you know, Big 12, man. I just a big 12 fan. I went to Texas Tech, and I'm like, you can't claim Houston yet. They're not Big 12 yet. You don't get to say I'm cheering for them because of Big 12. Tech got eliminated. You can say Houston because of the state of Texas. You can't call them Big 12.
Kansas, too.
Yeah. You got Kansas, too, if this is a Big 12 thing.
Hey, you're AAC guy. Okay?
Yeah, this is an AAC. This team is still an AAC team until further notice.
Yeah, so it just awful, awful, awful. Felt so bad for them. I mean, they couldn't hit layups. It was just so unbelievably bad. Goodness gracious. Can't blame it on the dome either because it wasn't a dome. So, you know, sometimes that's difficult. The backdrop is tough shooting. All of these games, how awful were these games? Every single Elite Eight game was terrible.
Yeah.
Starting with
after having such a great
wonderful
run,
yeah.
You had, it was a good half, and then, golly, what?
Well, all the upstarts, Arkansas, St. Pete's, Houston, and you got to say they're kind of an upstart.
But that's why I started, this is why I was on both favorites yesterday. It's like
Miami beat it.
At least the second half, just completely bludgeoned. It was apparent after the first two games that this was going to be a blue blood roll where maybe one, worst case scenario, you could take the two favorites. Worst case scenario, you're going 1-1. There's no way the Dogs, because they weren't ready for that game. Like, mm-mm. They had run out of mojo, and Houston had some limitations already. Miami had been red hot, but when you watch the game before that they won, they had their moments up and down, and you just caught obviously, the North Carolina game was North Carolina is playing their best basketball. Other than when they got tight when Baylor made the comeback, North Carolina has been really terrific this whole this whole turn. And they've got a legitimate chance to win this whole thing.
Yeah, they do.
They got a big rebound and score.
Duke's the favorite.
Duke does too, but they're all – have you seen them? It's almost even across the board.
Yeah.
You can't find it. It's kind of a crapshoot amongst the four teams.
It really
is. There's no big favorites.
I mean, if any of them wins it, it's not – now, losing Justin Moore was a big loss for Villanova. That is a big, big loss because they're not a deep basketball team. They're just not. And to lose one of their main cogs is going to be tough to overcome, especially against Kansas and then whoever comes out of North Carolina and Duke. Those are two tough games. I wouldn't be surprised if Duke won it. I wouldn't be surprised if Carolina won it. I wouldn't be surprised if Kansas won it. You just, none of it. And if Duke wins it, oh, my God. What will the media do about Coach K? His last
game. Well, so it's been a weird thing to watch on TV where, so we know in our business, right? We create content, me, you, RJ. So when they're having these meetings, like, okay, how do we handle the Coach K thing? Because if they lose, this is the last time Coach K. So what they have to do is have packages ready for Coach K mm-hmm. lost. They have to have this ready.
Yeah.
So they got a Coach K lost package just sitting there waiting. And they have to say, okay, if Duke loses, here's how the production meeting goes. Okay, if Duke loses, we're going to pivot to this and this, and we'll try to get this guest on, and we'll talk about this. You have to be ready for that every single game Duke plays. So the first game, you have to be ready for it. The second game, what are our talking points if Duke loses? The third game, what are our talking points if Duke loses? The fourth. Now you go into March Madness. I mean, you go into Final Four. Okay, so if Duke wins, we're going to pivot to this is going to be our championship coverage, and we're going to set this package up, and let's do this, and let's have this ready. If they lose, so kind of just an interesting thing behind the scenes is the TV people have an entire Mike Krzyzewski loses package ready to go. They know what they're going to talk about. They know the topics. They've got video waiting on standby, and then that video turns into Duke wins the national championship video mm-hmm. if it needs to. But they have to create topics for Mike Krzyzewski loses.
Absolutely.
And all the guys in the set have to be ready to talk about
it. Yep, absolutely. Oh, no, they've got packages, this whole career. They got everything. It was like when the Pope died. You've got all these Pope stories already in the can waiting for that eventual event. Now, you know, you're waiting on – it's not – it's Coach K retiring, so it's different. 931 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We got another segment to go here until News of the Weird. So you do not want to go anywhere because we got some good News of the Weird coming your way. Don't you go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5.
The godfather of Houston sports radio. The preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance.
All right, stuff we missed before we hit News of the Weird. Big ups to Scotty Scheffler, University of Texas guy, number one player in the world after winning the match play championship over Kevin Kisner yesterday in the finals. Holy crap. He goes from fifth in the world to first with that win. Got a couple of wins and won, and he's already got a couple of wins this year. Dude is a great, great, great player and number one in the world, in the mundo. So congratulations, Scotty Scheffler. I know you guys pissed we haven't talked about that. What about, you know what I learned this weekend? The Rockets are starting to worry me. They've won three of their last four. They beat Portland twice in Portland. Portland sucks, but they beat Portland twice in Portland. Nobody needs that.
Just finishing the bottom three, but here's the thing.
Well, here's the thing.
The quest for 28 is over.
No, the quest for 28 is over. They got 20 wins, and they got seven games left. So, yeah, quest for 28, beat it.
But they could get to 24 wins.
If they get to 24 wins, guess what? They're not going to have the most ping pong balls they can possibly have. Because here's the deal. They're 20-55. Detroit's 20-55, and Orlando's 20-55, while the Thunder are lurking at 21-53.
They're going to fall out of bottom three.
They're going to fall out of bottom three.
Fall upwards, they'll climb out of the bottom three.
No, we don't want to. We're not climbing. There's nothing good about this.
No reason to climb
there's
now.
There's no upward mobility in this thing. And by the way, your Lakers suck it, RJ. Just so you know, they're barely hanging on to a place in the playoffs at all. A play-in game.
Yeah, you're barely even playing in.
And in other news, I mean, listen, the Lakers are garbage, hot garbage. And you know what? Being an L.A. guy, I'm going to be like every other Lakers fan. We're not going to watch any games until next year. Try to get I don't know who. And then we're going to come back in about mid-August. The Lakers are going to take it all this year. We're as bad as Knicks fans.
And you're old.
Yeah.
You're old.
You're like, old and you got Russell.
When you have Carmelo and Russ Westbrook, it's like these aren't – it's not typically a good thing. Although Melo did okay when he went to Portland – and took a secondary role. But usually when Melo's on your roster, it's a bad sign. Now, for sure, when Russ is on your roster, it's not a good sign. And you got both of them. But my kids and I had a disagreement about Joel Embiid. Like, is they don't think that Anthony Davis, or at least maybe it was Snacks, they don't think that Anthony Davis is on the same level – Mason that thinks this, as Joel Embiid. Like, Joel Embiid. Now, I'm talking about healthy Anthony Davis.
Yeah, healthy They're Anthony like, Davis is one of the best players in the league.
That's my whole point. And I'm like, y'all are sleeping on Anthony. I get that he's always hurt, and you basically haven't watched him because he quit basketball for a little while. Then he went to the Lakers in the pandemic. Then he was been hurt so much this year. But when Anthony Davis is healthy, I said, he's every bit. Oh, it was the point is, he's not as good as Jokic or Joel Embiid. Look how good. And they're very good, and they're very impactful. High-impact players, high-impact stats. I get all that. I mean, there's no question. Those two guys are at the top of the MVP list right now. Mm-hmm. So what can you say? But I think people forget how good Anthony Davis is when he's healthy and on his game. And I'm not sure that the Lakers are the best fit for him when it's all said and done. But Anthony Davis is, like, for real when he's ready.
If I could ask this, do you think Anthony Davis, after whatever you want to call it, the bubble title or whatever, I'm asking you guys, do you think that after he won the title, he just said, what else do I need to do?
Yeah.
You know, like, I feel like he's that kind of guy. I think he wanted to chase a ring, and he said, I got one. I don't think I need to do
he
anything
came with a bubble title, though? I mean, players probably are.
Yeah, he won a title.
But you don't think he wants more than one? Like, you don't think these are legit?
I'm sure he does.
I think he's injury prone.
I mean, you don't get to that level unless you work hard. He's a, I don't know, maybe he's satisfied. But he's always been injured, though, RJ. I mean, it ain't any different than ever. He's
right,
always
but
injured.
It just seemed to me that at first he said he wanted to switch to power forward because he wanted to have kind of this career, kind of like a Tim Duncan, Kevin Garnett type thing. But when you look at those guys, it's four or five championships. I mean, Garnett only having the one, but you look at Tim Duncan, five rings. And I just don't look at Anthony Davis as a type of guy to say, I want to go out there and I want to win four or five rings. I think he's satisfied with the one. And he's like, now I can go chase all this money in
When's
L.A. I can get endorsement deals and be happy.
When's he up?
Contract I know he wise. Did the same deal as LeBron, so I think he did a two and one. So
I think
like
you're
the,
right.
After year three, he can do a player option.
Here's the ironic thing. Anthony Davis can't win in L.A. Like, he did win. He got a title. But now you
not
can't
anymore.
Win in L.A.
Well, it's now too, with that, settle with that Russ contract.
That thing is too jacked up over there right now. And unless you get one thing you know about NBA, unless you have an early pick, because LeBron is older now. So they've got the Russ contract. Like, L.A. is in a bad spot. And you could see it coming before the season even started. It's they're in a position where they can't afford. They have a low level of margin for error because they're saddled with some contracts now.
Nope.
There's not a lot of movement, and guys are older too. So it's tough. I mean, the Rockets have been there before. Remember the Eddie Johnson Rockets with Dream and Eddie Johnson and that team, Charles Barkley? Once you get old and expensive, you can't just get out of it.
Okay, RJ, here's a question for you. Russell Westbrook has a player option for $47 million next year. What are the odds that he turns it down because he just can't take the hatred that he's getting in L.A. right now?
He's taking that money. Now, I think what's going to happen is he's going to be right back here in Houston. Great, we're going to get John Wall. But he's going to be right back here in Houston. They're going to sit him out. They're not going to buy him out. They're going to do the same thing that they're doing to John Wall right now. And the Lakers are going to say, we can make it work with John Wall, who's only played, what, 40 games in the last 3 years? So, yeah, whatever.
I just don't know why the Rockets would do that at all. unless there's a benefit to the Rockets, Rockets don't need to help the Lakers out, because the Lakers would do that just so it wouldn't be uncomfortable. Like, what would the Rockets' benefit be?
What, a 2027 first rounder?
Well, are they going to give up a first rounder with Russ?
That was supposed to be the deal initially, but then the Lakers turned it down.
I don't think they'll do it. I'll tell you why I don't think they'll do it. They don't want to slow down the growth of Şengün
Russell won't play here.
But don't play. No, he won't play. But why would you, like,
for a first rounder?
But I don't know that Houston wants three first rounders in any given year.
27, you know, they did it one time. Lakers might suck.
The Lakers first round, yeah. I mean, you can take John Wall.
Yeah.
You're not doing any other moves, right? Y'all going to roll up the same squad? Yeah, we'll definitely do this deal.
Yeah.
Because we know we're getting ready to have a lottery pick.
Yeah, because that's $47 million,
too. At some point, LeBron's going to – I think LeBron may try to beg his way out of L.A.
He said he's not.
I know. He said he's not. But, and I do think he's going to live there long term because of the entertainment stuff.
Well, did you see one of Razzie? Congratulations to LeBron.
I did. Shout out LeBron for Space Jam.
Worst actor.
Three?
Space Jam 2.
Which is two, right?
Space Jam
2. Shout out
he
to
won,
him.
He won the Razzie for Worst Actor.
Yep.
Congratulations to LeBron.
Championships.
Uh-huh.
And Steph Curry.
Anyway,
but
we got to worry about Oklahoma City. They're 21-53. The Rockets are 20-55. We cannot let them pass.
Is that the cutoff?
Us. Yeah.
Can't have that.
Can't have it.
You worked too hard to get to this spot.
And now
although I will say, man, it's
they're blowing Reggie Bush.
It's great seeing Roosh made this point. You know Jalen Green's over 33% from three now? You remember how terrible he was early? Like, this is exciting to see your team come up. Because, you remember who else did this late? Remember who was
Anthony
the post?
Edwards.
Well, who was the post?
Anthony Edwards was.
That's true. He was the Anthony Edwards was the guy. Who was the team post-COVID, the lockout team, that blew up? Now, this is a very fast ascension.
The Suns.
The Suns. Yeah. And right after that, NBA Finals, best team in the West right now.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, Chris Paul, wherever he is, three of the last 4 years, he's been on the number one team in the West.
God rest his soul.
He's alive. He's still alive.
Oh, I thought you said wherever he is.
He's alive.
Oh.
Yeah. No, wherever he's been.
Not wherever
he is. Yeah. No, Chris Paul's still alive.
945 ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. News of the Weird is coming your way next right here on the show. And there's some interesting stuff. Lance, do you want to be a nudist? We'll find out on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
Isn't it weird?
This is so weird.
Time now for News of the Weird on the Bench.
Boy, what the hell's wrong with you?
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 950 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Our final segment, it is News of the Weird. And Lance, there is a woman, she's 29, Lucy Leonelli. She's written a book about her exploits. She quit her high-paid corporate job. And she became, and she went on
OnlyFans.
Not OnlyFans.
Oh.
She wanted to explore a variety of communities, including naturists. So she said she was a nudist for a while, but she also.
On OnlyFans.
She also.
$10 a month.
Went into the vampire community.
OnlyFans?
No, that's not OnlyFans. BDSM community.
Yeah.
And she said that was different as well. And she just says this, Lance. I learned there's more that connects us than divides us, and it is true for all communities. There are so many similarities between groups. Do you want to go into a BDSM group to see how similar they are to you?
You put too much of this on me now. Are these vampires who are into bondage and sadomasochism?
Yes, that too. You can drink blood.
BDSM vampires, not vampires and BDSM
naturists. They're people who think they're vampires. And
they're into torture, and they
drink his blood.
They identify as vampires.
Yeah. I'm not going to hold it against them, man. Do you want to explore new communities?
No. I'll just stay in my little bubble. I have a safe little bubble that doesn't involve much.
You're not going to write a book,
Sometime we'll go get some shawarma.
Yeah. That's a different. I don't think that's going to be a book.
Is that the community you talked about?
Yeah.
Just going the into the Middle Eastern community around me.
I don't think that's going to be it.
I'll just go get stuffed fish on Fridays from Abdallah's.
And
that's
not sure
as crazy as I'm going to be.
Any publisher is going to want to have that book. Do you want this giant goddess to eat you? And she is a woman. Her name is Jess Switch. She's a giantess. She's earning $50,000 a month.
OnlyFans?
Teasing and pleasing her followers by pretending to be a sexy giant
her
who shoves their
what?
Full bodies into her mouth, in between her butt cheeks, and betwixt her 38 triple D breasts.
Wait, what is going on with this?
Well,
this is definitely OnlyFans.
Yes.
So
yes.
How is this happening now? What is happening?
Well, apparently they fantasize about her eating them. And then
like a giant, not sexual.
Like a giant. Like a giant.
And she is a true giant? Like, how big is she?
Well, she's pretty big. She's got 38 triple Ds.
Yeah, but
I don't know. That's
how to, what are we talking, 6'4"?
I don't know. I mean, no one knows at this point. All I know is she looks big. She looks like a big girl,
and I'm afraid
of her. I don't think that's a fetish that I'd be interested in.
No, giantesses?
Giantesses.
At all.
No.
Not doing anything.
How about this one? Pregnant woman made over $225,000 on OnlyFans selling belly pics and breast milk.
It's just bananas how much money people are making on OnlyFans.
You don't
even have to be that great to make money.
Do you want pregnant belly pics and breast milk?
If I didn't think my daughter would disown me forever, I might tell my wife, listen, is there anything you can do, not sexual, but just like that weirdos could give us money? I guess I shouldn't do that. I guess that's not a good thing. But I sit there and watch $225,000 breast milk and belly pics. Maybe just for a year.
Honey, a civil suit revealed new details. There's new details coming out, Lance. A Philly woman whose death by 20 stab wounds was ruled suicide. Do you think that 20 stab wounds is a way that you would like to commit suicide?
I'd like to know who's leading that investigation.
I want him, if I kill somebody, I want him leading that investigation.
Rusty Harden is... we found our expert for this criminal case. It's the guy who led up the investigation on 22 self-stab wounds.
Four Chinese badminton players are suspended for 2 years. Apparently, they were found guilty of not playing seriously. Chinese badminton player not play seriously?
Well, first of all, have you ever seen badminton? You can hit it as hard as you want, and then you still have a chance to get to
it. But have you ever seen how fast those guys are and how hard they hit them?
You'd probably be able to recognize, like, hey, they're not giving their best effort here.
I don't know. I've never seen a Chinese person not give their best effort. I'm calling BS on this whole thing. Saudi Arabia has a Grand Prix, Lance, and it's apparently set to go ahead. It's planned just 6 miles, 6 miles away from a missile attack on the city of Jeddah. Do you want to go to the Formula One race just 6 miles from where a missile was just attacked the city of Jeddah?
No.
You don't want to go there?
No.
Why not?
There's a lot of places I don't want to go. And now Russia's screwing up a lot. Like, I wasn't really on the way to Ukraine anytime soon, but I just can't trust anybody now. I'm just staying inside this little bubble right now. Like I said, this
shawarma,
bubble seems kind of
your
safe.
Your shawarma bubble?
Yeah.
Your Roostar bubble?
Yeah. I got Roostar.
Oh, speaking of which.
I got shawarma.
I was right there at Michael's yesterday.
Pete's fine meat.
Or Saturday, picked up some steaks. Oh, my gosh.
That's how you do it.
Michael's the best. He's unbelievable. A woman was left with a shark hand after doctors sewed it inside her stomach during surgery. Look at this. She has a shark hand. Do you want a shark hand?
Wait. What do you mean she has a shark hand?
Well, doctors sewed her hand inside of her stomach to save her life because she had septus, and apparently the hand helped cure the septus, but when they pulled it out, she had a shark hand.
When they pulled it out, that's what's left?
That's shark hand.
So they're calling it a
shark
hand.
She has a claw. They're calling it a shark hand.
Yeah, it's a claw.
It's a claw.
It's a cooler name than claw.
Right. She literally...
Give her a claw. Where's she from?
Would you want a claw to save yourself?
Where's this country?
Probably somewhere. I don't know. I just closed
it. Is it Florida or a different country? No, that's all it could be.
No. Is it Ball Sack Sports? No.
No, that looked like a real...
It was a real one.
That looked like claw hand.
We're done. Vanessa and Gallant are next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Y'all have a great day, everybody.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Real. Let's go.
Fun. Sports.